as a reminder, I mean, the lay people who come here, you know, I don't want them for at least for the first 2 weeks not to fast. Yeah, they should get into the rhythm of, you know, what is going on in the monastery, and then after 2 weeks, I mean, they can fast as much as they want. Yeah, I understand 2 years. Yeah. I mean, you need to know, you know, the rhythm of the monastery before you can start fasting. Yeah, you come and go and come and go and come and go. No, I mean 2 weeks in a row, yeah. I mean, you were fasting, you know, then you were coming and then you're fasting. I mean, if you really want to fast and want to see, you know, the purpose of fasting, you know, it's to lighten the body and to lighten the citta, then you fast for 7 days, yeah? Not for that's easy. What?
What's other health reasons that I didn't eat?
Other reasons?
Other health reasons that I did not eat.
What do you have? I mean, we are here, you know, for the health of the citta. Huh? Not for the health of the body. We use the body, to perfect the health of the citta. Then you don't understand, you know, the kamatan, you know, you don't understand the forest, don't you?
I appreciate it.
Okay. Come a little bit closer.
Yeah. Closer, okay.
Yeah. I mean, your ears are not as good anymore. My ears start to fail as well. Yeah, so.
Mine have failed a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah. I so many questions, but the one that comes to my mind, I was listening on the YouTube to a monk from Australia, and he was talking about what is Nippon.
Yeah.
And he said it's extinguishment, I guess, when the flame goes out.
Yeah.
And there's, I see that means there's nothing. I thought, how is that different than just dying and being nowhere?
It's just different. You have to look, you know, I mean, yes, they say it's just, no, it is extinguishment of the fire.
Of the fire.
Yeah. of the desires.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't want anything anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh? And with the end of desire, I mean, there's the end of dukkha, of dissatisfaction.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Lord Buddha said about it, you know, he said, you know, you cannot really describe it. But he said, neither am I, nor am I not.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not just like, I mean, dying, you know, people, you know, think, you know, dying is just, you know, for us, you know, dying is, you know, just changing the country.
Right.
Yeah. We just go into another realm.
Another realm.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the dying. But Nipa is not going into another realm. It's going into eternity.
Eternity.
Yeah. Okay. And eternity is where the past and the future is in the same at the same place.
Okay. It's kind of like how if you travel at the speed of light, time ends.
Yeah. There's no time. There's no space. You know. I mean. So it is timeless. Yeah?
Okay.
But. If you really want to have a preview of it, you know, I mean, people can have a preview of it, of Nibbana, what it is like.
Yeah.
But it is not easy, you know, I mean, you have to concentrate, you know, onto one point, you know, and always bring your mind back until the subject and object merges into one point.
Okay.
Yeah.
In meditation.
Yeah, in meditation. Yeah. And then you go into the preview of Nibbana, it is very similar to Nibbana, but it's not the same thing, yeah? Because then you come out, you know, and then you see how this whole world of delusion, like the Lord Buddha described, you know, is created,
yeah?
In your mind, in your five khandhas, in your five groups, you know? Because that's all, you know, it's all an illusion, though it seems to be very real. So that is Nibbana, yeah. I mean, you don't disappear, but you are not the same as you are here.
I've heard the one point described, but I didn't know how to really find it.
What?
I've heard it described at one point. I've heard they meditate, and I've never really achieved that in any way.
Yeah, people can achieve it, you know. Yeah. I mean, if they're really interested, you know. And, you know, what happens if subject and object, I mean the subject, yeah. The subject is, you know, the one who knows, you know, and the object, that is the one of, you know, the object observed, yeah. Yeah. So it is a bread or it's a Buddha, you know. When these merge together, you know, you cannot say anything anymore because our whole language is based on duality.
Yeah. So you get rid of all thoughts or...
The thoughts have gone long. Yeah. I mean, and then the body disappears, you know, and in the end, you know, the whole universe disappears. Yeah? There's no universe.
Wow, okay.
Right?
Yeah, no, that clears that up because she always asked me about...
Yeah. Because people don't know. Yeah. Huh? I mean, they have not experienced it, you know, so... But, They can only take the scripts what the Lord Buddha said about it.
Yeah.
And then they explain it like this, yeah. But people who have actually, you know, experienced, you know, this one pointedness, I mean, they know what it is. Like.
Yeah. The eternalism would not be suffering, would it not?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I hear
there's no more desire.
No more desire, okay.
And if there's no more desire, there is no more dukkha, there's no more suffering, there's not nothing.
That's how
and that is what he meant with, you know, the fire of dukkha.
Okay.
The fire of dukkha is extinguished.
It's not different than, say, heaven, where you've got yourself, but it's weird.
Even if you ask the people in heaven if they still have dukkha, they still have dukkha.
Well, how do you escape it by going to heaven? You're still you.
Yeah, you still want things, yeah, and you're still dissatisfied with other things.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
But it is, you know, I mean, it is like you live in a paradise island, you know, and, you know, you have everything, but you still have dukkha because you're dissatisfied with the weather or dissatisfied with the sea or, you know, whatever.
Having everything, it's boring, yeah. Oh, perfect.
And boredom is also dukkha.
Boredom is dukkha, too. Yeah. Everything is dukkha, apparently. Even good things...
Good things, you know, I mean, there can be sukha, you know, if you have a dream, you know, that you want to fulfill, I mean, for a moment, you know, for a while, you know, there is sukha, there is happiness, yeah? Yeah? I mean, if you fulfill your dream of building a house, you know, and then you see it, you have happiness for a moment, yeah? But the happiness goes very well, yeah? Goes away. Just like dukkha also goes away. Yeah? I mean, you met your wife, you were very happy. Yeah. And then over time, you know, it disappears.
Well, then you have your downtime.
And then comes up a little bit, you know, that is the way of the world.
Yeah, that's what we're working through now. The end of life, how do we involve that?
Yeah, I mean, meditation is the basic principle of this.
Yeah, that's what I was told, yes.
And then, you know, once you can concentrate your mind, yeah, then the important thing is, you know, you have to cut the fetters, you know, that bind you to the realm of birth and death.
Yeah.
And that you do with investigation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Investigation, the most important thing is this body.
The what?
The body.
Oh, the body, okay.
We are attached to this body. We care about this body. We work for this body, you know.
Yeah.
We worry about this body. Yeah. We worry about old age. We worry about sickness. Yeah. We worry about, you know, COVID, you know, and things like that. Yeah. There's nothing to worry about. It. The body is it's a phenomena. Yeah. It arises, it's born, and it, you know, gets sick, it gets old, and it dies. Yeah. Just like everything else. Our thoughts arise and cease. Yeah. Memories arise and cease, and sometimes, most of the time, we don't even have control of what arises and ceases. Huh?
No.
So it is anatta. That's what the Lord Buddha said. There are three principles.
Three principles.
Dukkha. Anicca, impermanence, yeah. Arise, cease, yeah. And anatta. Whatever you can experience,
yes.
Cannot be me, cannot be myself. It's not me, it's not myself, yeah.
Okay.
Because there's somebody who knows that something has arisen. We forget this because we think we are the feelings, yeah? But you know, I mean, we are not the feelings because we cannot change the feelings to our wish.
Yeah.
Huh? If we have an unhappy feeling, we want to change it to a happy feeling, we cannot.
We cannot.
Yeah? So it's not us It's not ours. It doesn't belong to us, yeah? I mean, if you have a shirt and you don't like the color, you just pick up a new one.
Okay.
Yeah? That is you. That belongs to you. That, yeah?
You just have to know that it's an unhappy feeling?
Yeah. Just know there's a feeling, there's an unhappy feeling, you know, and then you go back to your Buddha or breath.
Oh, okay. And then it passes away.
And it passes away, you see, you know, I mean, huh? It's just like clouds, you know. They come, there's sometimes white clouds, you know, we're happy, you know, and sometimes dark clouds, we're unhappy. Huh? Okay. So?
Yeah. It's so clarifying when you hear somebody speaking that I understand it. I read it and I brush on the tube and I get lost. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to talk to somebody who has actually experienced it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows, you know, who knows what he's talking about, because, I mean, he has experienced it. Right?
Yeah.
If you just read, you know, then you think, and then you assume, and then you doubt, and then, yeah, that's not the same. Once you experience it, you know.
Yeah.
And then can the whole world can come and say it's wrong, and you know they are wrong.
Yeah. So when you see things like you get angry about stuff, that's where your meditation will help you to see it before it arises?
Yeah, you see it and then you stop it with Buddha. Yeah?
Okay, so you go right to that if you get angry about something.
You get angry, you feel, you know, the feeling. You know, most of the time, you know, it is an emotion that rises up, yeah?
Yeah.
But emotion is like an avalanche.
Like a what?
Avalanche.
Oh, avalanche, okay, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we pronounce it.
Yeah, no. Like
American.
Yeah, we can't speak English properly.
They have everything in common except the language. You put a stone in the snow, you know, it rolls down, and with each turn it takes on snow. And that is, it's called an emotion. A feeling is just a pure feeling, yeah?
Okay.
A memory normally comes attached with a feeling, yeah? And then, you know, there's a feeling and there's a memory, there's a thought and there's attachment. So the memory creates another thought, yeah, with a similar feeling. So the feeling adds up, you know,
yeah.
Just like the snow adds up, you know, on the stone, you know, when it rolls down, yeah. Okay. And with each thought, with each memory, you know, I mean, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger until you feel it.
Okay. So if somebody does something that you don't like, then you go back and create.
Something happens. Don't something say happened. Somebody, it doesn't do anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Something happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't have even to do, you know, it has nothing to do with this person. Mm-hmm. Because you know from your days as soldiers, you know, I mean, when you were happy, you know, the same person did something, you know, it didn't annoy you. Mm-hmm. But the next day you were unhappy and it annoys you.
Okay, yeah.
So it has nothing to do with what he does. Yeah. It has something to do with you.
You create the unhappiness, and then you go to your memories
and then you project it onto somebody else.
Okay. Yeah. The best way to stop that is go right into the Buddha.
That is going right into the Buddha, and then later, you know, once our samadhi is stable, then we investigate, you know, what is what.
Okay.
Yeah. And that is the body, because in the body there is this greed and hatred. Everything that is form of greed, form of desire, form of wanting, or form of dislike, you know, form of life and dislike, is connected to this body.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why we have to take the body apart and see for what it is. Yeah. I mean, it's a robot. It's a biological robot, you know. Huh? It's just like you hop in your car, you know, the car doesn't know anything, but you know everything about the car.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the body. We hop into this body, yeah. The chitta hops into this body, yeah. Just like some of the sci-fi movies, you know. I mean, yeah. They hop into the body and then they control this body, yeah. But because we are born in the body and we die in the body, we believe we are the body, and that's where we have to take out the separation. See, there's a body, yeah, but it's not me. Who knows? You know, who knows? This is an arm. The arm doesn't know it's an arm. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. If the your body's gone, but you're still there.
Yeah, the chitta is still there.
Chitta is like your
mind. It's just that, it's, yeah. Well, mind it is not only mind, it is also heart, you know, I mean the emotion part, okay. The rational part, but also all the kilesa, all the greed, all the hatred, all the delusion is in there, in the citta.
And that will be what is reborn if you...
Yes. Well, what actually, what is reborn is just karma.
Oh, just the karma.
Yeah. And, you know, the citta attaches to the karma, and that's why we think, you know, we are reborn.
We are, yes.
But actually, what is, you know, reborn is just karma.
Okay, so yeah.
But as long as we attach to these things, you know, I mean, we are, you know, we are with it, you know, yeah. And create more karma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, hardest part is, I mean, you have a wife.
Yeah.
She's angry at me for things I do.
Yeah.
And then... It's hard for me not to fight back.
You just might. I mean, the Thais have a great way. No? I mean, if somebody gets angry at them, they smile.
I tried that just if yeah, no, the other doesn't work.
Well, if you smile because your heart is at peace,
yeah.
Then it works.
Okay.
If you smile because you,
oh, yeah.
Then it doesn't work.
Okay. Been working on that and it's working much better.
Yes.
But I know I used to fight her all the time and that's very difficult.
Of course. We are Westerners.
Yeah, of course. I'm in charge.
We are Westerners and you know, and the Westerners display their anger and their greed, you know, very openly. Yeah. The Thais not. The ties that the anger grows inside and you and they still smile and you don't see anything, you know, until they explode.
That's what I love about that thing. Uh-oh. Listen to me.
When we look at other people, we see ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's why we get angry.
I think you're right. Yeah, very good.
I mean, you see it in politics, you know, the U.S. accuses every country of what they are doing.
The world can be very discouraging.
Yeah, but we don't look at the world, we look at ourselves.
And ourselves, yeah.
Or we can free ourselves, but we cannot free other people.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you can help your environment by freeing yourself, yeah. And that will also, you know, infect other people.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why, you know, great archons, you know, always have a, you know, spiritual energy around them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what attracts people. And that's why they're getting interested in Buddhism and getting interested in the truth, in the teaching.
I didn't know we were coming here today. And I believe they're not heard you on the YouTube. And I thought, he's different. And I thought maybe someday I might go here.
Okay.
And I didn't even know I was coming here. They said we're going to a temple. I didn't know. They surprised.
That's good. Yeah. I saw when you're in Korat and if you have some business around here, I mean, come for a day or come for, you know, 2 days. You know,
she wanted me to ask this question. She said, if I wanted to become a monk, what I have to learn?
This is the least important.
Okay, answers that.
I mean, the only thing that you have to learn before you become a monk is, you know, I mean, the ordination chant. Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, the rest doesn't matter. Okay.
So, do you have some more questions?
I have nothing else. You cleared it up very well for me.
Okay. Here's a nice book. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's very simple to understand. It's Yungda Mahabua.
Thank you.